B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This is such so much fun. English education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-C-D-E-F-G-H. I'm on A plus English.
Hello and welcome to A plus English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, it's that time of year again.
What time? So hot.
It is that time of year when we're going back to school.
Oh, 9月来了，September is here. We have to go back to school.
How do we feel about that? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? How did you feel when you had to go back to school?
I always felt bad.
Really?
And sad.
Oh, why?
Because I want to hang out with my parents, my friends more outside of school.
Hang out? Well, you can hang out with your friends in school though, right?
Those are classmates.
Oh, okay. We're learning something about Elsie today.
Right. What about you?
You know, I would be a little bit sad too. Uh-huh. Because in the summer, I would always go traveling.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might have just been to Spain or to France, and mm-hmm. then I came back from those trips, and I have to go back to class. And, you know, that's not that exciting, right?
No, not at all.
But there are some things you can be excited for. You get new subjects, new things you can learn.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at the different things we can do to get ready for going back to school.
Okay, so hope our students will feel excited after reading this article.
Yes, hopefully they will.
Planning for the new school year. It's September, so it's time to prepare for a new school year. Here are some great ways to be productive and plan your time well. Don't schedule too much in one day. It's important to finish your work. However, make time in your schedule to take a break. Make sure you get 8 hours of sleep each night. You might sometimes stay up late to study before a test. It's very important to get enough rest. Put your phone away while you're studying. You can't pay attention to your work when you're looking at your phone.
Word power!
Prepare. Prepare. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night. Important. Important. This card is very important. Don't lose it. This card is very important. Don't lose it. Rest. Rest. Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis. Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis. Pay attention to. Pay attention to. Pay, paid, paid. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired.
认识字汇
Productive. Schedule.
Okay, so our article today begins like this. It's September, so it's time to prepare for a new school year. Okay, so the school year, that's the time of year when we are in school and not on holiday. So in most countries, the school year starts in September and ends in June. But some countries, it's a bit different. You know, in Japan, mm-hmm. I think it starts in January. Oh. Anyway, this is a time to prepare for the new school year. Now, prepare is a verb, and it's spelled P-R-E-P-A-R-E. Prepare. Let's find out a little bit more about this word. So when we prepare for something, we get ready for it. This morning, when you got dressed, brushed your teeth, and packed your bag for school, you were preparing for school because you were getting ready for it. Now, similarly, if you study for a test, you are preparing yourself to take that test. Now, prepared, that's the past tense of prepare, so prepare, prepared, prepared. Prepared is an adjective as well, so we can use this sometimes with adverbs. We can say someone is well prepared if they have prepared a lot, if they're very ready for something, or poorly prepared if they haven't prepared well, they're not prepared, they don't know what they're going to do. So an example of this is, John was well prepared for the English exam, or we could also say, everyone was poorly prepared for the earthquake. That would mean that, you know, they weren't ready, and it's a little bit dangerous. Okay, so we can also use prepare in some other ways too. As a verb, we could say prepare to mean to make a dish or to make a meal. So, Elsie prepared a delicious meal for everyone at the dinner party. Now, one more example. This time we're going to use prepared in the way that it's used in the article. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night.
Prepare 这个动词呢，就是让自己或他人做好准备。那例句说啊 ，Betty 借由每天晚上读书来为自然考试做好准备。我们看到它是 prepared for a test， 那代表就是为了那个考试做好准备。那文章当中说到的是 prepare for a new school year， 那就是为新学年做准备。所以九月就是要为新学年做准备的月份啦。
Mm-hmm. So our next line in the article is, here are some great ways to be productive and plan your time well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does productive mean? Why do we need to be productive?
Productive, 这个形容词、mm-hmm. 代表的是有成效的或是有生产力的。跟这个动词一定有关系。这个动词叫做 produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E,、mm-hmm. 它是生产的意思。那这里就会说啊，有些好方法呢，能让你做事有成效，并且做好你的时间管理。You can manage your time well.
Okay, so we're learning how to be productive,、
mm-hmm.
and it looks like in this article we're looking at some lists of things、
right.
that we can do, so different points. So our first point in the article is, don't schedule too much in one day.、
Mm.
Okay, this is something that I always do. I always try to do way too、
yeah.
much in one day.
I always think、
yeah.
I can finish all these tasks, but no.
Yeah, I did that yesterday, actually. I came home、oh. from work.One hour early, so I was like, I'm gonna go swimming.
Uh-huh.
And then when I finished swimming, I was like, oh, how late. I'm so tired because I only had 1 hour of free time and I was like, I'm gonna do something extra. So don't do that.
So did you、yeah. just nap all the way?
I just went straight to sleep when I got home.
After swimming.
Yeah, completely tired because I packed too much into my schedule.
Right,、mm. so that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So it's been 文章告诉我们呢，不要把太多的事情挤在一天、
mm-hmm.
那这边的 schedule 要注意哦我们用的是动词的形式代表排定或安排那其他的时候呢它会很常以名词出现那这个名词是我们很熟悉的叫做计划表像是有人要约你的时候 maybe you'll say oh I need to check my schedule、
mm-hmm.
我要看看我的计划表是不是可以跟你赴约那文章说啊不要在一天当中安排太多事 or you'll be too busy
Right It saysIt's important to finish your work. So what's that word there? Important. That's an adjective and it's spelled I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. Important. So we're going to talk about important things. When something is important, it means a lot. Think of a businessman walking down the street in the middle of a big city. Lots of people are calling him on his phone. He's making millions of dollars every day. Someone is even carrying his suitcase for him.Why? Because he's a very important man. We could also say that the president is important, or doctors are important because they stop us from being sick, or schoolwork is important, And money is important too, that's right. People can be important, but also things can be important if they mean a lot to us. Now, we can also talk about something that is important to someone. When something is important to someone, it means a lot to them, perhaps in an emotional way. So, my grandmother is very important to me. She means a lot to me. So, our example sentence for important, like in the article, is, this card is very important. Don't lose it. This card is very important. Don't lose it.
Important 是个形容词，代表重要的。那例句说啊，这张卡片非常的重要，不要弄丢它了。
So Elsie, what are some important things in your life?
我生命当中重要的事情。My work is important to me.
Right, yeah.
Money is important to me.
Money is very important. You need money.
Maybe my own time is very important.
So your family isn't important to you.
Oh, I forgot to say something about them.
Yeah.
Of course, my family is important
to me.
They're
very important.
Right.
So back to our article. However, make time in your schedule to take a break.Okay, so we already saw that word schedule, didn't
right.
we?
Right. 这里出现第二次，那它当的就是呢名词的解释了，计划表。
Right, okay.
It's a noun here.
It's a noun and a verb. And did you know it has two pronunciations too?
Really?
We can say schedule, we can also say schedule.
Schedule?
Yes.
Is it British accent or no?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Schedule. It sounds, you know...
Schedule is more common.
Oh,
schedule. But
yes,
sometimes schedule. You'll hear people say schedule as well because it comes from a German word and this sh can make a sh sound sometimes.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Schedule.
I think our students have to remember it's pronounced schedule.
Schedule first.
Schedule
first, yeah.
这边说到计划表，那就在讲了空出来一点时间让自己休息一下也是很重要的。
Yes, yes, yes. So our second point in the article is make sure you get 8 hours of sleep each night. Okay.
So, make sure that you do this thing. Make sure that 后面加出一个子句就是要代表的是确保某事你是有做到的。所以这边说啊，确保你有睡满八个小时。Enough sleep is very important.
It is. We could also say ensure that you get enough sleep. That's a harder word, but it means the same thing. Ensure. Ensure.
Ensure.
So our next line in the article is, you might sometimes stay up late to study before a test. Okay, so...
Stay up late.
Right, I know this word.
That means I can't sleep.
Right.
I have to keep working, keep studying.
Keep working, keep studying.
Stay up, 就是熬夜。那熬夜到很晚，我们说 stay up late. 那什么时候会做这样的事情呢？Before a test, 在考试之前。那我们这边看到 before 这个从属连接词，同类的字还有 after, when, 或者是 while 等等之类的。那我们就先进到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解咯。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
大家好，我就是帅气多金乞丐变王子的阿拉丁啦。像呢，我住在皇宫里呢，身边总是有很多人哦，也就是我的随从，他们呢帮我倒茶，帮我整理房间，帮我烫衣服。哎，英文里面呢也有这样的角色咯，他们呢就叫做从属连接词，他们呢就好像主要子句的随从一样，在旁边补充说明。这些连接词有谁呢？我们一起来看一下咯。在认识有哪些连接词有这个从属连接词的作用之前呢，我们先来了解一下这个连接词该怎么使用呢。比方说我妈妈在问啦，什么时候你要去写功课啦， I will do my homework， 我将会做我的功课。但是什么时候做嘞？再不回答这个月就没有零用钱啦。所以呢我就说 I will do my homework after I finish this gameI will do my homework after I finish this game. 哎呀，我正在打电玩哦，在打完这局我就会去写功课啦。该写功课玩什么电玩，所以呢我还是没有零用钱拿了。不过呢我们看到了句子里面的这个 after 呢就是我们说的从属连接词啦。它呢就跟着前面的子句哦，我要去写功课的这句话接着说明啊是什么时间点什么时候要去写功课。这个呢就是从属连接词的功用咯。 知道了它的功用，有哪些连接词可以这样使用呢？当要表示时间的时候呢，我们可以用 when 或是 while， 中文呢我们就翻译为当。I was reading a book while Jasmine was sleeping. I was reading a book while Jasmine was sleeping. 当茉莉正在睡觉的时候呢，我正在读书。一样表示时间，也可以用刚刚我们说过的 before 或是 after， 在什么事情的之前或之后了。再来，我们如果要表示的是因果，要来解释理由了，我们呢就可以使用 because， 因为。 I didn't pass the exam because I didn't work hard. I didn't pass the exam because I didn't work hard. 我因为没有用功念书而没通过考试了。再来呢，表示条件，我们就可以使用 if。 if 呢，我们中文就说如果。We won't go out if it rains. 如果下雨了，我们就不会出门了。We won't go out if it rains. 最后呢，我们要表达语气转折，也可以使用从属连接词了。我们呢可以使用 although 或是 though， 中文呢我们就翻译为虽然。Though the weather is cold, he still goes on a picnic. 虽然天气很冷哦，他仍然去野餐了。Though the weather is cold, he still goes on a picnic. 以上呢就是我们从属连接词，希望呢你也学起来咯。
Okay, so we know now that it's very good to study before a test.But the article says there's another thing that is very important too. It says it's very important to get enough rest. Yes, rest, this is one of my favorite words. Rest is a noun and it's spelled R-E-S-T, rest. Rest is a time when you are not doing hard work or tiring things. You might be sleeping or relaxing on the couch when you're resting.Rest is very important because when we work too hard, we can get stressed or even sick. So you should always make sure there is enough time to rest in your day. Some ways you can get enough rest include getting 9 hours of sleep every night. You should make sure you're sleeping for 9 hours. We can take short study breaks. If you're doing a lot of studying, make sure you break up maybe...a 2 hour study period into two shorter, maybe 1 hour, 1 hour, have a little break in the middle. Or we could say, do something that you enjoy every day. That's another really good thing. If you're doing something which is fun, maybe some sport, then you're going to feel a lot more energized, you're going to be a lot more active, and you're going to feel well rested. That's another adjective we can use there, a phrasal adjective, because we're using an adverb and an adjective, well rested.What are some other words we could use as well? Maybe if we're not feeling rested, we could say that we are tired or even exhausted. That's somebody who's really not had enough rest. Okay, our example sentence for rest is, Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis. Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis.
Rest 这个字呢，在课文当中当名词用，是休息的意思。那例句说 ，Nadine 在打了一场网球之后，需要休息一下。那文章说到的是呢 ，enough rest， 也就是足够的休息，是很重要的。
Very important. So what's our third point? Well, the article says.Put your phone away while you're studying. This is a very important one, but it's very difficult to do as well, right?
Yeah. And for adults too. Put away your phone while you are working. 那这边的 while 又是另外一个从属连接词。在读书的时候呢，记得把手机先收起来。Don't play with your phone all the time.
Yes, it's a distraction.Our next line of the article is you can't pay attention to your work when you're looking at your phone. That's what we were just saying, you know, you're very, very distracting, because you can't pay attention to your work. Now, pay attention, that's a phrase, and it's made up of three words, pay, P-A-Y, attention,attention, and to, that's an easy one, to, pay attention to. Let's find out a little bit more about this verb, this phrase, because it is very important. So, if you are watching this video and you are listening to me now, then you are paying attention. That is because when we pay attention to something, we focus on it. So, before you cross the street, you should also pay attention to the traffic. Are there any cars coming? Is it safe to cross the street? You're crossing the street and you're looking at your phone, though. In that situation, you're not paying attention because your attention is on your phone. You can't pay attention to two things at once. Pay attention doesn't always need an object because sometimes it is implied. That's another important thing to remember. So if I say, for example, pay attention to Elsie, then I probably mean pay attention to me, probably because she is looking at her phone and not listening. So someone who is not paying attention is distracted. We just saw distraction earlier, which was a noun. Distracted is the adjective form of distraction. So that is a feeling we get when we're not paying attention. We have an example of that. We could say, John tried to do his homework, but he was distracted by the television. So he wasn't paying attention to his homework. Now here's one more example of pay attention to. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired.
Pay attention to 就是付出你的注意力给某件事或某个人，也就是注意或留心的意思。那我们可以是 pay attention to something 或是 pay attention to somebody。那要注意 pay 这个动词的三态变化哦，它是 pay, paid,Paid, P-A-I-D, P-A-I-D. 那例句说呢 ,Jordan 没有办法专心在老师身上因为他感到很累。那文章最后提醒我们呢边看手机边读书啊是不会专心的。Mm-hmm. So, I don't think we should look at our phones when we work to, right?
No, we shouldn't. I do it a little bit too much though.
Me too sometimes.
But I'm not looking at my phone now, so that's good.
I'm not either.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's see both your hands. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for now. We do have some more things we need to look at for how we can get ready for our school year. But first, we're going to go to our review time and practice some of our words from today.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so do you remember the blank game, Elsie?
填空题
Mm-hmm, we played it. Yeah, we played it last month. So I'm going to say a sentence with a blank in it. I will just say blank. And you want to change that word with one of the words that we studied today.
好、okay? 你说句子我们填空、填出正确的单字
Exactly. Okay, John is so annoying. He never blanks me, even when I'm talking to him.
Oh, John is so annoying. 他好烦哦。他从来没有做一件事情 even when I'm talking to him.
Even when I'm talking to him.
即使是我在跟他讲话的时候，他都没有注意我在讲什么。He never pays attention to
me. Yes, exactly. Yeah. God, John is annoying. okay, one more. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Steve Jobs was a very...blank man. He started the company Apple.
贾伯斯怎么样呢？他后面说他成立了苹果这个公司，那就代表贾伯斯对这个世界是非常重要的。他是一个重要的男人。He was a very important man.
Important, right?
Important.
That was our adjective. Okay, so you guys can now try and come up with some sentences、using blanks and using the other words we studied today.But for A Plus English, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Planning for the new school year. It's September, so it's time to prepare for a new school year. Here are some great ways to be productive and plan your time well. Don't schedule too much in one day.It's important to finish your work. However, make time in your schedule to take a break. Make sure you get 8 hours of sleep each night. You might sometimes stay up late to study before a test. It's very important to get enough rest.Put your phone away while you're studying. You can't pay attention to to your work when you're looking at your phone.
Word power!
Prepare. Prepare. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night. Betty prepared for the science test by studying every night. Important. Important. This card is very important. Don't lose it. This card is very important. Don't lose it. Rest. Rest. Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis. Nadine needed to get some rest after she played a game of tennis. Pay attention to. Pay attention to. Pay, paid, paid. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired. Jordan couldn't pay attention to the teacher because he felt tired.
认识字汇
Productive Schedule